I was up at the park this morning, early this morning. I went down to see for myself the damage had been done, and there's a lot of one bushes which were set fire to last night, which are burnt, obviously, and they back onto the buildings at the business centre there, which house a youth centre and other businesses within the complex here.
And you're laying the blame firmly at the foot of youths.
Yeah, there's a young people were in the vicinity at the time, and obviously they've had nothing to do other than cause mayhem, and they've set fire to the one bushes. And we all know that the type of ferocity of the fires that can come from setting fire to one bushes, and there's about 20 metres of one bushes which are all burnt out, and as I say, they actually back onto the buildings, and it's a good job that the buildings are sort of they're shed-like type buildings, so there was nothing flammable that could catch fire on the buildings. But it's very ironic that at the back of the building, the bushes were burnt the most, was it houses the Life's Youth Project, which is based, caters for all the young people in Letterkenny. And, you know, it's people are going to do damage here. And there's a petrol station within 100 metres of this fire last night, and anything could have happened. And I'm just asking young people to be mindful of their actions and, you know, some of the consequences of this are far-reaching.
There's a parental responsibility here too, though.
There certainly is, Greg. You know, I mean, parents must ensure that they know where their children are and what they're doing. This isn't the first incident in this area. It's plagued with these types of instances. And I would ask parents to be more mindful of where their children are and ask them when they come home in the evening times of what they were doing and who they're with. Because here we had, again, the emergency services being called out to this vandalism. And, I mean, God forbid, if something had happened somewhere else in the town that needed more attention than these bushes being set fire to, I mean, we could have had a tragedy on our hands. So I'm just appealing to the young people involved. Think before you do things like this in the future. And I'm asking parents to be more mindful of where their children are in the evening times.